Let's see now. I asked you about a flat piece of stone that she used to sharpen a knife with.
No, that's a sharp knife sharpener.
Well, would you
have
a wet rock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever heard of, well, I don't know if you got these around here. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels around here?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Would you ever use the word favors or features or resembles if you're talking about a boy that looked like his father?
Mm-hmm. Resemble you for your father or your mother.
Person is squatting down on the back part of his legs. Have you ever heard it called, he got down on his honkers or his hunchers?
Yeah, hunk down.
Hunker down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then if you phrased it differently, would you say he got down on his hunkers?
Uh-huh. Then you're just hunking down then.
Okay. Would you ever use the words every which away or every which way or this away and that away if you were talking about a car sliding
on? Mm-hmm. Car went this way, I went that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you ever use the expression every which way? Went every which way?
Or? Yeah, sometimes I say it went every which way.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if to go back to this question about an explosion, if something explodes, like if you dropped a light bulb on the floor or something, and the pieces went all over the place.
Because they just blew it up.
Well, would you ever say the pieces went every which way?
Every which way.
Uh-huh.
I went just straight up.
Okay. Have you ever heard the words hoodoo or voodoo or jinx or
jinx? Oh, yes, I've heard that, voodoo and hoodoo.
Well, now, what do those words mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's a voodoo?
Oh, they call it conjure.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what is a... What does the country do?
Oh, they use roots to trick you to claim.
Well, can they really make things?
They say they can.
Well, now, you call this person a voodoo? Or
a hoodoo.
A hoodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do they ever bring bad luck to people? Well,
they say they do.
Uh-huh. Well, are there people around here who claim to be hoodoos?
I ain't gonna say it.
Okay, well, I won't pin you down anymore on that one, then. Let's see. What's the kind of gravy that's made with the grease from ham? What do you call that kind of gravy?
Ham gravy.
Okay. Now I asked you about an itching soreness between the toes. What you call that?
I can't call that name to save my life.
Well, would you call it athlete's
feet? Athlete feet.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I had too many my foot this summer. Some guy said that.
Yeah, let's see. I asked you about some names for cheap whiskey. Have you ever heard it called Pop Skull or
Pop Skull?
Head or
Buckeye.
What?
Buckeye.
Buckeye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to go back to asking you about roses again. If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what those roses?
Red roses, yellow roses,
well,
roses.
What's the, what, if I was in the question, I'd ask you, what word would I put between
colors? What color is that rose?
Okay. And if I was talking about a lot of roses, I'd say...
So what color are these roses?
Okay. Let's see. If I asked you if that was a nice thing to do, you might say, no, it...
It's not a nice thing to do.
Okay. If it's not right for a person to do something, you might say...
It's wrong.
Yeah. And if you're talking about a person, you might say, he what do that? He mustn't do that?
He mustn't do that or he done wrong.
Okay. What's another way to say mustn't do that? He mustn't do that or he... What do that?
I'll leave it alone.
Okay. Would you ever use the word shouldn't or oughtn't?
You shouldn't.
Okay.
You ought not to do so and so.
Let's see. Would you say, you could say, no, it was not. Or you could say it a different way. You could say, no, it wasn't, or it was not.
Wasn't here.
Okay. Yeah. That looks like that's just about it. Oh, one more thing I want to ask you. Are there any other ghosts around here that you've heard of besides that one that comes and bothers you? Have heard of any others?
No.
Okay. Well.